Hi, is this Daniel?
Yeah.
Hi, Daniel. Daniel, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke a couple of days ago. I did try to reach out to you yesterday. Is this, though, maybe a good time?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Okay, perfect. So I know that we did cover kind of a lot when we did speak a couple of weeks ago. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, I have a few questions.
Perfect. Did you ever take a look at the email that I sent out to you?
Yeah, I looked at it.
You did? Okay, good.
Yeah.
So we would be able to include a website for you. Kind of the initial construction of the website would be included. The hosting, the maintenance, the updating of the website's included as well. If you want to make changes to your website on your own, you will have access to a website editor tool. That's part of your tracking system, your client dashboard, because you can track the success of the account, print out invoices for tax purposes, you can respond to reviews you have online, etc.
Right, and then this was a $300 plan, right, monthly plan?
It is month to month. There's $100 of Facebook ads still included in that package, and it's the platinum package that's listed on our website at $599 a month. But I would be able to cut that in half. You'd be looking at just $299. I was actually able even to waive the initial setup fee, which on our website could be as high as $299. So you'd be, saving $599 in your first month. It's almost like getting the first month for free, but it's actually a lot better than that because the following month, and as long as you choose to keep the service, again, it's month to month, it stays at that reduced rate of $299. It would never go up. And it's to the penny, so there's no hidden taxes or fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or anything like that. So it's simple, straightforward pricing. Would bill once a month for that exact amount.
Okay. And if I increase my Facebook ad budget later, is there an extra fee to manage it?
There is $100 of Facebook ads. That does go a long way, and I think it would be sufficient to cover your service area, kind of the greater Tacoma area. You're keeping it pretty local, though. If you want to go farther than that, you want to expand your Facebook coverage, if you wanted to add another $20, $40, $50 for your Facebook ads, there's no additional cost for the management of that. It would just be however much you wanted to add above and beyond the $100 that's already included.
Okay, and this is with Google Ads too, right?
Well, it is going to be the first page placement on Google and Bing. Of course, you'll have, all the additional content, a Yelp listing, Facebook ads, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, etc. It's going to be the local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page, whether it is on Google or if it's on Bing Local. It's that going to be that same section where most people go when they don't know who to call. Of course, that's where they can look at reviews, look at websites, and ultimately decide who they want to call.
Okay.
It is month to month. Of course, that means no contract. Completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause it even seasonally. We don't charge you when it's paused, and of course we don't charge you after the fact. Everything's on pause. We don't take anything down. Your website's still up. The directories are still up. Except when it's paused, we would pause the Facebook ads because obviously that comes out of the $299 budget. And of course, we wouldn't continue to update or optimize anything while it's paused. But you can still get phone calls even when your subscription is paused with us.
Oh, okay. So if I cancel, I keep my website and,
You're not going to lose anything. Obviously, we're going to set the Google listing and the Bing listing up with you as the owner of it. We would just have managerial access for those profiles as long as you're a client of ours. As far as a website, obviously a website needs to be hosted somewhere for someone to see it. If you decide to stop using our services, we can simply continue to host the website for a modest hosting fee. It's $29. It does also still include updating the website, or we could simply transfer the domain over to you. Completely your call at that point.
Okay. And then who will be my point of contact? How quickly can I request changes to ads or site, et cetera?
Right. So you'll have a dedicated account manager, and, of course, anyone who would be able to answer the phone if your manager is on the phone. I don't know exactly who it would be. I know a short list of who it might be. But you do have, of course, live client support Monday through Friday. And of course, you can call at any time between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. and speak with a live person. If you email the support team, they do follow up the same business day, unless they get the email either after hours or very late in the day.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like that there's no contract, so it's a low risk.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we have to get your phone ringing and earn your business, especially at that reduced rate. Even if we weren't going to do the website at no cost, we would have to earn your business for a few months just for it to make sense for us. So we kind of are, you know, investing in your success. Your success is our success, and even though there are no long-term contracts, our clients do keep the service because it's profitable. So we are looking long-term. It's my job as a pricing director to make it affordable enough you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you, and then of course it's our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business.
Okay. So
the out the door cost is $299. Again, I'm waiving the entire setup fee, the website's included, and again, you know, like I said, no hidden taxes or anything like that. Simple, straightforward pricing.
Yeah. And when does the campaign go live?
So everything we do kind of has its own little time frame. So, you know, obviously we will get started on that website right away. We're told to say 7 to 14 days, but typically it's usually around 5 to 7 days. As long as you can send us photos, and of course we can always update the website later, but as long as you can send us photos in the beginning, we'll get that going here for you. The verification on Google, that can take up to 5 to 10 business days, but again, we do not sit on our hands. We get all the content, all the destinations, all the directories up and active. And your Facebook ads are usually just waiting for the website to be completed. Again, we're told to say 7 to 14 days for Facebook ads, but usually as soon as that website's live, we attach the Facebook ads to them.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Now, it's Rainy City Home Services, right? You wanted to rebrand the business with that name?
Yeah, so I'm also working on something right now. It's currently, I'm trying to get the new licensing and bonding for the other business, because what I had is I had a, you know, my licenses was for a fence and deck company.
Okay.
That's the more liability, basically.
Gotcha.
So it's currently not licensed, the home services business. It's not licensed, but I'm in the process of figuring that out.
Sure. So for the local map, for the PAC result, there's not a licensing requirement. In fact, even for Google Guarantee, sometimes there's not a licensing requirement. We would not be doing Google Guarantee or local service ads. That's a pay-per-lead campaign through Google. With this, you're not paying for the leads. You're just getting the calls directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. But the licensing or lack thereof, currently, that's not going to hold you back for the local map or the PAC result, but do update us. You know, obviously that's something we can put on your website once you have the licensing for the business. So it's Rainy City Home Services. The phone number that we're speaking on right now, this is a good number for your customers to call. It's also a good number for us to use to reach you regarding your account, right?
Yeah. This is a good phone number that I...
And we do use phone, text, and email. You can receive text messages on this number?
Yeah.
And then for the email, I have supremedan021@gmail.com. That's still a good website.
Yeah, that's for you. Personal, yeah.
Yeah, that's, if you have a business email, we can update that. I mean, as far as the email goes, it serves a couple of purposes. I mean, obviously, for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records, we do email things out to you. The website that we build, now, of course, it's got the click-to-call feature, and most of the time you simply get calls directly to you. There will also be a contact form so people can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they'd hope you can come out, and things like that. When they fill out that form, you do get a text message as well as an email. As far as the email goes, if you want to keep that personal email on there, we just don't show it on the website. It wouldn't be listed for anyone to see, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, we would use that to send you the information that we need you to have or want you to have. But did you have a business email that you wanted to replace that one with?
As of right now, no. So I'm
that's
not
okay. Yeah, that's okay. Not a problem. Obviously, though, we won't have that personal email showing up on your website. And then I never did get your last name.
Oh, my last name is Anton, A-N-T-O-N.
A-N-T-O-N. And then your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not going to be like a physical address, showroom, or location that you would want the public to know about.
Yeah, exactly. It's a service-based.
Yeah, that's kind of how Google expects it to be. I mean, for service-based businesses where you go to the customer, Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. They also wouldn't want anyone driving out to your residence and knocking on your door any more than you would. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code. And, of course, with the content that we create, the ads that we'll run, we will be able to target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. If there are places that you don't want to go, you can tell us that too. We don't have to run your ads there. We can go a little bit farther in a specific direction versus another direction. But you are keeping it pretty local, just kind of the Tacoma area. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, the next step is to schedule a client interview. And it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will give you a follow-up call. It takes about 30, 35 minutes. Talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, etc. Helps us to build out that content. I did want to do one other thing here, which is to add another layer of protection on the account, just a little bit of extra security. In fact, it is a security question and answer. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Rainy City Home Services, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone calls you and they're not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, then you should not talk to them. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us. They definitely wouldn't know that information. You shouldn't entertain that phone call. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
What's your pet name?
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Max.
And then even our technician would know that when they call you back for that follow-up call. So it is the exact amount of $299. Again, I waived the initial setup fee that would normally attach to that first month. So it's just $299 out the door. Mr. Anton, how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Probably Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Oh, that's my name.
Any middle initial or simply first and last?
First and last.
First and last, Daniel, Anton, and that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Let me go grab that. Just give me a minute.
Oh, no problem. It takes time. I'm looking at the client interview schedule.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
Okay. If you want to go ahead and read that four digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Okay. So 4701. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
3203.
Okay.
3420.
Yes, sir.
5198.
Okay. So I have 4701, 3203, 3420, 5198.
Yes.
And the expiration month and year?
11/28.
11/2028, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
219.
So I got 219 on the back, November or 11/2028 for the expiration date. And then what is the billing address of that card?
98445.
And the street? Oh, that's the zip code. 98445 is the zip code. What is the street address?
Street address, Fort Avenue, Court E.
And the actual street, or I'm sorry, the address, the numbers?
15302.
15302. Okay. Now, one of the things I'm required to do here, because I am a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are waiving your setup fee, that we're even including that website for you. And you said that was 15302, and then the name of the street didn't save. If you could repeat that for me.
Fort Avenue, Court East.
You said Fort, like F-O-R-K, or
yeah.
Fourth?
Like the number four, P-H.
Yeah, Fourth. That's what I thought. It's just a little bit of a background noise here. So I do have the voice verification pulled up here for you. It does read as follows. Again, it's recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is pretty straightforward. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Okay. Rainy City Home Services.
And that's exactly right. I have that service as plural with the S at the end of it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Daniel Anton, owner.
And Daniel, as the owner of Rainy City Home Services, Mr. Anton, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah, okay.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Daniel, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I agree to that.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, obviously, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Daniel, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, that's fair enough.
Perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving the setup fee, of course, with the website included and it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 4th of September, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And like I said, you can also pause it as well. Now, all that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Daniel, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Anton, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I agree to that.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation, the support email. If you have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do not. Email would probably be the best for us.
That's perfect. Yeah, the email will be sent out to you in about a minute or so here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Of course, like I said, you can email 24/7. If you email, they'll follow up with you that same business day unless they get the email after hours or very late in the day, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. You'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call. Now, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but it really does only take about 30 minutes, 35 minutes. We could get you in at 11 o'clock if that works for you. If that's not going to work. We could do 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. We're a little booked out for three, but I might be able to squeeze you in there. But would 11, 1, or 2 o'clock work for you to receive that phone call?
Is that today?
That would be today if you're available. Yeah, you don't have to be in front of a computer. You could be driving. You could be working, as long as you can carry on a conversation. If that doesn't work for you, we could do as early as 7 o'clock tomorrow or as late as 3 o'clock.
Okay, what were my options for today?
Options for today would be 11 o'clock, which is in about a half hour, or after the lunch break would be 1 or 2 o'clock. I can see if they can squeeze one extra one in at 3 o'clock if that's the only time that would work for you.
Okay, let's do 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay. It's going to be scheduled from 1 until 2. Like I said, it is a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. At 12 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email. Our automated system will remind you an hour prior to that call. I'm also going to send you, just for your record, a calendar invite to your email address. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on the beginning part of that call just to say a quick hello to you, answer any questions you might have, and then, of course, hand it over to your technician. I'll try to keep my phone open. If I am on a call, though, they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that was sent out? Looks like you got a couple of emails. One is the welcome email. That's important, not just because of the client support information. Most of our emails have that. The welcome email has your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system won't be live until after we do your client interview, and even so, it might take a day for everything to be set in place, but you will get confirmation by email and text once your tracking system is active. At that point in time, it's up and active 24/7 and reports update in near real time, meaning they update throughout the day. You also got another email, and you don't have to look at these right now, but one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but any photos you can send us will help us expedite the process of satisfying Google that you are a real business, that you are providing these services in the area. So anything like photos of tools or equipment, your service vehicle, any business card if you've got one. Again, we know it's not licensed. That's okay. You don't have to send us that. There's no real physical workplace, so Google's fine with usually where you just park the service vehicle when you're not using it for work. So in front of your residence, that's perfectly fine for that one. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you can send us will help. The one that I did want you to see is the other one, though, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. So if you click on that one, it's going to say, hello, Daniel. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yeah, I see that. Okay.
Okay. So click on the click here. It's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. This is everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Do feel free to scroll above that long line. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. Real quick, though, of course, Google is going to be our main focus because it's everyone's main focus. We will, though, make sure that you're listed on Bing, and we'll mirror that content for the 1 out of 10, roughly, that will be searching on Bing instead of Google. We are doing the website for you. We're doing the Facebook ads, etc. Now, that long line that goes across it, beneath it, it populates three boxes. We want you to click all three. One that you agree to let us send SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, although, of course, you can stop at any time. Once you do have all three of those boxes clicked, if you're on your smartphone, you might need to turn it sideways. As long as you're not locked in portrait mode, when it flips to landscape mode, that whole bottom part pops up a little bit higher, making it much easier for you to click in that long box with the arrow pointing towards it. Type in your first and last name. It's usually case sensitive, so capital D, capital A. And then Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box, the longer orangish colored box. Now, that does a few things, Mr. Anton. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we are including that website, etc. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to the next screen and asks you to log into your tracking system. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Sure. Yeah, it says username, password.
Okay. So you don't have to go that next step right now. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither which is really true. Like I said, we do need to do your client interview first, but once your tracking system is live, you'll get notification by email and text. You can try it anytime, although you might get an error message. Again, your welcome email has your login credentials. Your username cannot be changed. It's in our system the same way, but it's made to be both easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes or parentheses or spaces. So it's just 253-448-0530. Right now, your default password is set to BYAHOO, B-E-Y-A-H-O-O, all lowercase, no space. You can change that password at any time and even as often as you like. So we are actually doing your client interview today, which is fantastic. We usually do it in the first, second, or third day, being that we're taking care of it today. That's going to expedite everything. Sometimes it takes 5 to 7 business days for your directory submissions, for your dashboard access. Your website, like I said, they want us to say 7 to 14 business days. If you can get us the photos before that, obviously that's going to be a lot faster. 45 to 60 days for everything to have maximum development, your best return on investment. We never stop updating and optimizing content. Of course, continuous reporting, continuous customer support, 60 days and beyond. It is, of course, month to month, no contract. Now, we do have your follow-up call scheduled today, and like I said, hopefully I'll be in between phone calls when our technician is set to call you. It might not be right at 1, but it might be, you know, within a couple of minutes of 1 o'clock. Like I said, it is a one-hour window for a call that typically only does take about half that time. I do, though, want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to helping you to rebrand your business, get your name out there, the new name, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business. It's just 1 month at a time.
Great.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Daniel. You take care. We'll be calling you back at 1 o'clock.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, too. Thank you so much. Talk to you. Hopefully, I'll talk to you soon. If not, our technician will call you without me right at or shortly after 1.
All right.
Thanks again. You take care.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.